Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Because in the papers also today, we have this story of the late Terry Pratchett, who died at the age of 66. And he was on the Late Late Show, and Jim Sheridan, the other one, who you know from the house band, was a voracious reader of the Terry Pratchett books, a big fan of Terry Pratchett, and actually formed a friendship after his appearance on the Late Late Show. So I wanted to say hi to you, Jim. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Well, you got a text from a guy called Rob earlier on in the week. Who is Rob? Remind us.
Rob is Terry's friend. Yeah. Rob came on board and he worked with Terry. He's like an assistant. And Rob, basically in the later years, looked after him, let's say.
Yeah.
Rob was the guy who worked with him on a daily basis on the books because Terry, unfortunately, got diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2007. And to write his later books, he had to dictate them.
Yeah.
So Rob is what you would call an assistant, but also Rob would have been, you know, his best friend.
And Rob became his eyes, ears, and more importantly, I suppose, his writing voice.
Yes. Yeah. He's a very smart guy, really nice guy. And as you said, we met him on the Late Late Show. And we became friends.
Yeah, yeah. What is it about, I didn't read Terry Pratchett, what is it about Pratchett that is so attractive to millions of people around the world, Jim?
The way I'll describe it to you is, you know the way you feel about Roald Dahl?
Okay, you have me now.
That's exactly the
really?
Way fans of Pratchett feel.
Okay, gotcha. So it's quite a fundamental love.
Yes. Mm. And if you look online yesterday, and if you go to Twitter and look at Terry Pratchett quotes or Terry Pratchett, you will see from all around the world. Like, Ryan, this is a guy who wrote over 70 books in his lifetime, 80 million sales. Like 80 million books sold. Yeah. An incredible amount of books.
Yeah.
And one of them is a series. 40 books in that are a series that are known as the Discworld series.
Yes. Now,
if you're a fan of Discworld, well, you've lost basically the creator of an entire world.
Right. And that's not nice, especially if you've inhabited that world for so long. Discworld is something I haven't read, but I know you are a fan. So can you give us on the couch, hurling on the ditch, a pen picture of Discworld then, and why it's so impactful.
Okay, well, Discworld is the world that Terry created, right? So this is, we go back to 1983, he wrote his first book called The Colour of Magic. And Discworld is a world that is flat, and it sits on the back of four elephants. The four elephants stand on a turtle that flies through space. Utterly ridiculous.
It's trippy.
But also from Hindu religion.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha.
So Terry was the master pulling from ancient religion, ancient Egypt. He brings lots of cultural references into his work. So he creates this world, which is like our world, in the sense that it was it's a parody. It's where anything can happen, and it's where he set his first novel.
Yeah.
And what's amazing about it is he uses it to point up the ridiculousness that's in our world.
Mm.
So initially he wrote these books as like a parody of Tolkien's fantasies, and we have wizards and we have dwarves and we have, you know, witches and wizards. And what's great about them is they're funny. So you have this ridiculous situation of a wizard called Rincewind who attends the university, the Unseen University, which is the magic university. And what Terry used this for was really to have a pop at academics.
Right.
So what he describes, the wizards who run this university, they're like bumbling. They only really care about where the next dinner is coming from. They're extremely smart. They're clever people.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're the stupidest people you've ever met.
What's strange
about that, the world he created of the Unseen University, which has an unmerciful pop at academics for their rivalries, for their venal nature, made him beloved by universities around the world. He has 9 honorary doctorates.
Right.
So it looks like every university recognized a little bit of themselves, a little bit of the way they work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What did you make of him when you finally met him on The Late Late? Because I know when I met Roald Dahl once upon a time in 1992, I think it was, shortly before he died, and it stays with me to this very day. So did you have a similar moment when you met Terry?
Absolutely. I turn into, you know me, I'll talk to anyone.
Yeah.
And we have met, we've been lucky enough to meet a lot of famous people mm-hmm. over the years between Turbidity and Lately. But when, you know, you meet Terry Pratchett, you turn into a, you know, 14-year-old boy. Hello, hello. And it turned out he couldn't have been more charming, funny, which was great to see that in real life, he doesn't save the funny for the books.
Right.
We've met, let's say, some comedians who
yes.
saved the funny for stage.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, we yeah. have. We've met them.
We've met them all.
Oh, we've met them. But Terry was, in real life, very funny, very generous, and willing to talk about his work. He loved them. I mean, he absolutely loved them. One of my favorite quotes from him is that writing is the most fun you can have with your clothes on.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
this was a man who loved what he did. Hence, I suppose, the fact there are 70 books.
Yeah.
40 in the Discworld plus great books for kids. I mean, he won every award under the sun for, you know, children's writing as well.
Yeah. Okay, we'll leave it there for now, Jim. Thanks for taking the call this morning, and we'll see you later.
I will see you later on.
As always. Thanks a million. Have a good day, Jim. Thanks for that.
All the best. Bye-bye.
That's Jim Sheridan, the other one who, of course, from our house band on The Late Late Show, but also a big fan, a fanboy, if you like, a fan man of Terry Pratchett, who died yesterday at the age of 66. Another chapter closes. I love fantasy, says a text. And discovered Discworld looking for something after reading Douglas Adams. I'm a quick reader, and there was plenty of Discworld to read. You interviewed him on radio beautifully a few times. Loved it. If you love politics, read The Colour of Magic. I defy you not to laugh. Okay, well, thank you for that tip. Always welcome that. 9:24.